Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So this week marks 3 years since the world went into lockdown following the outbreak of a little-known virus called Corona, or COVID-19, or, you know, whatever, the plague. And it's kind of had me in a little bit of a reflective mood over the last 3 years, everything that, you know, collectively as a species we've been through, but also, you know, just individually on a personal level, what I've been through and what that experience taught me, what I took away from it. Obviously, there was a lot of horror and death and loss, and, you know, it was a difficult and strange time. But on a selfish, purely selfish level, what the whole pandemic experience provided me with was the opportunity to address a lot of issues which I'd been, you know, avoiding for many years, for my whole life, really. There was nowhere left to run and hide. So that was, I think, productive and positive. I also wrote 2 books during the several lockdowns that we wound up having, so that was good as well. And one of the things that I really learned to appreciate during that time was the importance of connection, because obviously when you're removed from at least physical human connection, you're reminded of how much as humans we need it and crave it, and how positive and healing just company and engagement with fellow people can be. And one of the things that I did when the initial lockdown was announced is I started doing like a daily radio show called Soundtrack Apocalypse. And I would every single day call up a different previous podcast guest and friend. I'd ask them to select a 5-song playlist to the end of the world, hence the title Soundtrack Apocalypse. And I'd just talk to them about their lockdown experience, their thoughts, their feelings on the whole thing. And in real time, really, with friends in the industry, entertainment industry at large, whether they were musicians or comedians or whoever it was, just talk through what we were experiencing and going through and attempt in some way to make sense of it. And it was a fun experiment. And I put all of those podcasts, radio shows, whatever you want to call them, up on my Patreon page and you know, gave them to people who were supporting me via Patreon. And I've said it many times before, but it bears repeating here. Thank you so much to everybody who did support me on Patreon, particularly during that time when I lost all of my income from live events. And that was really kind of the only, other than the government, funding, which was amazing. Actually, I will say that, I'll give them that. But other than that, the Patreon income each month was all I had to live off, and it was just enough. And just because this week marks 3 years since we did go into lockdown, I thought I would share the 20 Soundtrack Apocalypse episodes that I did during that first initial lockdown here on the public podcast platform, just in case, like me, perhaps you are feeling a little bit, I wouldn't say nostalgic, but reflective. And I'm just going to do this same intro for every single episode. It's a bit long-winded, so, you know, you can probably skip through it. In fact, no, I won't put this intro at the start of every episode, because it will be too much to listen to. I'll put it at the start of this first one, and then the other 19 I'll just upload as they happened. But yeah, you're going to hear me chatting to 20 different friends and previous podcast guests about their pandemic experience, and then they pick out a 5-song playlist to the end of the world as well. And the purpose of me sharing these now, I guess, is we're far enough away from the whole experience for, I think, it to feel okay to share this and revisit it, because I didn't want to do it last year or indeed the year before, because it still felt a bit too close and too soon. And like me, I'm sure your eyes have been forward and you've been looking ahead rather than back and wanting to, I guess, forget that time for the large part. But I think it's important to remember what we all went through and what we all learned, and just keep it in the back of our mind and keep that appreciation for life as, you know, as we now know it again, and everything being back up and running. We can be quick, I think, to forget there was a time there when it was touch and go, and it was like, man, is it just over? Is life as we knew it once gone for good? Thankfully, it's not. It's, you know, a new updated version of it, hopefully with a little bit more appreciation and respect for freedom and, you know, going out, seeing shows, mingling in large groups, all of these things that we, as I said, we crave and we need as humans. So yeah, this is a little trip down memory lane from 3 years ago with these 20 episodes of Soundtrack Apocalypse that I did as my way of trying to make sense of a very strange time. I do hope you enjoy listening to these conversations if you weren't on the Patreon page and didn't hear them first time around. And yeah, I'll be back with like a regular, normal, new episode of the show next week. But I just thought I would drop. I'm going to do 10 today and then 10 tomorrow. So just 20 episodes from the vault from 3 years ago during the first lockdown of the great pandemic of 2020. So yeah, enjoy the shows, enjoy the musical, excuse me, enjoy the musical selections of the guests. Thank you as always for your continued support for this podcast, and a big thank you to everybody who did take the time out during COVID to jump on the phone with me and just, you know, kind of talk about what they were going through. It was invaluable having all those people kind of just a phone call away to help. But yeah, that's it for me for now. Thanks for listening. Enjoy these Soundtrack Apocalypse episodes, and I'll see you next week for another new episode of Life in the Stocks. Ground control to Major Benj.
Major Wrong.
How are you, buddy?
I'm all right, you know, brother. You know, apart from the mayhem that's going on around the world, I'm good.
Well, happy belated birthday, first of all. Happy belated birthday, first of all.
And the same to you, my friend, and the same to you.
Obviously, we got to celebrate just before the world went into complete lockdown.
Yeah, we did, brother. Thank God for that.
Which was good. It was weird, though, because me and you spoke about a week before our birthdays, and you kind of called it first. We were chatting about, you know, the things that were happening in the world.
Yeah.
And you said, I can predict and see a lot of these festivals, gigs, events getting cancelled.
I didn't want to say it, man. I didn't want to say it, but, you know, because that's my livelihood, brother. And I was like, I didn't want to say it. I was thinking, my God, that's what's going to happen. And I said it to Dan in Bristol about 2 weeks ago. We were writing a new record over there. About 2 weeks ago, we were in Bristol. And I was walking on the street. He said, I never even thought of that. And look at this now. Bad, man. Bad, bad, bad.
Well, there's a few things I want to talk to you about, but let's go straight in on that first of all. You've been working on some new Skindred music.
Yeah, some new Skindred stuff. Yeah, it's about time, too. It's been like 2 years, I think, since the one tune dropped. The album dropped, Big Things, and it's time for album number 8, brother. So we're just starting to work on it together, you know.
How far along the line are you?
We've got 4 tracks in. We're all very happy. We're going to go back to the drawing board and work on them 4 tracks. You know, we'll just do it slowly. You know, it's really good, you know. Yeah, everybody's going to be going home and writing some stuff. And with the new fucking situation the world's got happening right now, it's trying to write about.
Well, I saw a post from someone, I can't remember who it was, but they were saying that in the age of the plague, it was when Shakespeare was in quarantine that he wrote his best play, King Lear. So
Wow. If
the musicians can apply that, then Yeah. You'd like to think we'd be getting some good art out of this, wouldn't you?
Yeah, well, I've been doing some stuff for a while at home, but I think I'm definitely going to be inspired when it comes to the pen and the paper when we go back to the writing room.
Let's play a tune, Benj, then we'll come back Yeah. And we'll chat a little bit about how this pandemic has impacted touring musicians like yourself. The first one we're going to go with is my hometown heroes, Black Sabbath. And quite an apt tune for now as well, because there was some footage, I don't know whether you saw it, of like a street in Italy and a bunch of people hanging out on their balcony singing this.
Okay.
And I'm led to believe that the clip is actually fake, and they put the song over the top, but it's still a cool piece of video footage doing the rounds. And this is, I think, the best song by them.
Yeah, man.
Black Sabbath, War Pigs.
gathered in their masses, just like witches at black masses. Evil minds that plot destruction, sorcerer of death's construction. In the fields of bodies burning, as the war machine keeps turning. Death and hatred to mankind, poisoning their brainwashed minds. Oh, Lord, yeah. Darkness world stops turning, ashes where the body's burning. No more war pigs have the power, and as God has struck the hour, day of judgment God is calling. On the knees the war pigs crawling, begging mercies for the sins. Satan laughing spreads his wings. Oh, Lord, yeah.
We'll be right back.
What a tune. The kind of bittersweet thing about hearing that, though, is it reminds me of being on tour. I just finished up a tour with Zach Wilde and Blasco and Joey C, the Zach Sabbath crew, and we toured all around the UK and Europe doing Black Sabbath songs, celebrating 50 years of heavy metal, and that, for me, seems like the last time when all was right with the world. It wasn't even that long ago. It was like 4 weeks ago now. I was travelling around, playing shows, doing the things that we do for a living that we take for granted, I guess.
You can take it for granted, my brother. It's only when I realised there was so much stuff that I had this summer being postponed that I started to realise that, you know, this is something unbelievable.
What was the first gig or event that got pulled? You remember?
Well, nothing's been pulled yet.
Okay.
Things have been pushed around and gone back.
Right.
We live in hope, my brother. Yeah, so I don't know. We got something coming up on, I think it's May 1st and 2nd. I think that's been postponed, but we'll see. There's been a lot of it, you know, my fingers are crossed for Bloodstock, you know, that's a big one for me. Bloodstock and Boomtown.
And that's August, isn't it? So you'd like to think that by then we've got things sort of under control. Yeah. And
the word things are back on would be so beautiful to hear. You know, I mean, I feel like my life's on pause at the moment. I'm being creative with myself at home, you know, but I feel like my life is on pause, waiting for this, I don't know, this virus to get the fuck out of here.
Well, you're someone who lives to be on stage as well. Like, that's absolutely where you're most at home, is connecting with the people and, you know, entertaining. And there's only so much of that you can do from your armchair, isn't there? Obviously, the internet's a good thing.
Yeah, I mean, it's brilliant. I mean, I've seen some artists posting some stuff to encourage those in isolation. This is the way we're talking, isolation. For those in isolation, you know, the artists have been putting some stuff up. I did some recording the other day. There's a new project, I think I told you about, called Diamond Spider, I'm doing.
Yeah.
I'm going to put something on my Instagram later on that I've been doing with that.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, because the Diamond Spider project, we've got Diamond Spider Part 1 and Diamond Spider Part 2. Now, the Part 1 is the more country vibe, and the Part 2 is the rock steady ska thing, and I've been doing some of that on the Diamond Spider project.
Right, because I've heard the sort of, the country bluesy.
Yeah, that's the Diamond Spider Part 1.
Nice.
So it's the two, same gang, same posse, but we're doing two different kinds of music. Like, we're doing ska, rock steady, and bluegrass, Beverly Pillbillies, you know?
Getting back to your reggae roots.
I love it, all the time, mate.
Well, obviously, you've got a reggae album people can pick up as well if they're, in the mood for some uplifting, positive vibe music.
Yeah, man. I ain't been nicking in ages. It's out there. You can get it on Big Cartel. All it's on Spotify, all that crap, you know. Yeah, I ain't been nicking in ages, Benji. If you want something, that love is rocking you. Yeah, man.
So for you personally right now, obviously, with everything going on, it's, you say your life's on pause, but it hasn't as yet impacted you too much. So you're kind of all right for the time being.
I mean, I'm better than some, worse than others. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I take it as it comes, bro. You know, but I know for a fact that this is going to hurt us. But, you know, it's got to stay positive, mate. You just got to stay on the grind. Excuse me. You got to stay doing what you do best. You know, and that's being creative. I think that's the best thing everybody can do.
Amen to that. Next song we're going to play is by Public Enemy, your boys.
Yeah, man.
What do you think about Flavor Flav getting booted out? Did you read about that?
Well, you know, fans change, people change. I'm a firm believer. Listen, Tom Brady left the Patriots.
Yep.
After 20 years. Bro, this is the word. This is what I call the shake-up time. Flavor Flav, love him to death, but you know what? The show must go on, baby.
The show must go on.
Public Enemy.
And here we go. Chuck D posted something on Instagram the other day as well. He was like, we need to thank the following people. Grocery store clerks, truck drivers, medical professionals, restaurant workers, generous neighbors, warehouse workers, farmers, janitors, garbage men, and other sanitation workers. So I reckon we should play this tune now for all of the people in those groups. Big ups.
Yet our best trained, best educated, best equipped, best prepared troops refuse to fight. Matter of fact, it's safe to say that they would rather switch than fight.
Public Enemy on Soundtrack Apocalypse. It's good to be back on the radio, sort of, joined by my good friend Benji Webb from the band Skinned Red, chatting about life, what's going on, also picking out some songs to soundtrack the end of the world. Obviously, it isn't the end of the world, but it kind of feels like the world's changing.
It's a change of the world, isn't it? It's a change. But, I mean, like, we went from, like, you know, the Dark Ages to the Victorian. That was over a time, but this seems like we're being slapped in the face and saying, you're changing now. Ain't waiting for you.
Do you know what it could be? It could signify, if not the end, then a dent in capitalism, which is going to be, I think, a positive thing.
Well, you know what? It'd be good if all this turns out positive, it was worth going through it.
I guess we're sort of getting in touch with ourselves and our basic needs and kind of, I think, learning to appreciate the things in life that we've all taken for granted.
I took a picture of my sink today, right? I was upstairs in the bathroom. I took a picture of my sink and I looked back and I went, you know what? That's a beautiful sink. Because I've been so busy, right? Running around the world, right? For the last 20 years, I haven't really been home to stop and look at things. You know, but it's like, wow, look at that. Even that sink's lovely. I'm blessed, bro. Honestly.
I love it. And, you know, you're a man whose home is very much his castle. So it takes some time to appreciate the fine work.
You're right.
How's Julie doing? Are you two on lockdown together?
Yeah, man. She's cool, man. She. It's Mother's Day, and I'm spoiling her today, making some food at home. I'm cooking some chicken, Italian styley.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm going to make some spaghetti, you know, kiss her on the neck like when we first married.
Well, that's the other nice thing about being home is I work from home, so I do this quite a lot anyway. But, you know, just kind of like cooking and eating good and slowing down a little bit, taking some time out. Unfortunately for me, because I'm single, I don't have someone to cuddle up to late at night. So I'm missing out on that, mate.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Sometimes they just steal a blanket, so that's not so good.
So, dude,
after the cuddle, they steal a blanket.
This next song that you've picked, I've never heard it before, and I've consciously not listened to it before. Now, when we're about to play it,
I'm getting excited. Who is it?
It's Bob Marley, Black Survivors.
You know, listen to this. Now, a lot of people, I know it's called Black Survivors, but for me, this song, it sums up, you know, we go through so much hardship in life, but when it says Black Survivors, I'm not talking about color, I'm talking about, you know, those who are in the metal, you know.
Yeah.
Darkness. This is for me, we're the survivors, you know, that's what it says to me. You know, lyrics are open for interpretation, and this is one of them songs from way back when I was a kid called Black Survivor, and for me, it's just sums up our rebellion as people, you know, people in the rock music. Check out the lyrics.
What does Bob Marley mean to you as well, dude, as a lyricist and an entertainer and a pop culture figure, like as an icon? What does he represent to you?
Listen, Bob's up there, mate. I got a picture of Bob in my toilet. If I got a picture of you in my toilet, this means you've made it. You know, Bob's all right, man. He's a poet and a prepper, just like the Chili Peppers said.
I got to get a Life in the Stock sticker for you so you can put one of those up in your bathroom.
You should have put that in the post of me 8 months ago. What's wrong with you, man?
I've seen that bathroom. You got Elvis on there. You got Joe Strummer on there. Ozzy.
Yeah, all the biggies. If you're on there, I got Billie Holiday on there. I got Frank Sinatra on there. You know, I got Diane Antwerp on there. If you're on there, you're on there for a reason. Now, this is Bob Marley. Boom.
Survivors, like Daniel out of the lion's den. Survivors, survivors, survivors.
So, dude, obviously at the moment, a lot of people are, you know, watching a lot of movies. That's one thing that we do have is obviously entertainment systems now allow us to access and stream all kinds of entertainment from home. So it's making that a little bit more bearable. Can you recommend any good movies out there for the people that might, you know, want to be looking for some home entertainment to pass the time?
Personally, if you haven't seen True Romance, Catch Up on Night, just come on Netflix. Yeah.
You know how I feel about that film.
Do you like that film?
It's my best, it's my favourite film ever made,
yeah,
dude.
A lot of people dig it, baby. I love that movie. So we got that. If you haven't seen Uncut Gem, you got that.
So good.
Another one of the guy, the director from that, he wrote another one, and it's called Good Time. That's another banger.
Robert Pattinson, he's fucking great in that, isn't he?
Yeah, you know what? I didn't even know who he was. I watched, and listen, an all-time classic I watched last Sunday, a tear to my eye, Green Mile. What a movie.
So good. I just saw what else came on Netflix recently, The Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, I watched it on Friday.
Yeah?
I watched it on Friday. My girl was in work. I watched it on Friday, The Wizard of Oz.
Mate, what?
I love that movie.
Talking about all-time classics.
I think it was 70 years or something. I went to the movies to watch it again. That was beautiful, bro.
I thought you were going to say you saw it when it came out. I was like, shit, Ben, you're even older than I realised. And damn, you're looking good. There's a lot of good music documentaries on there at the moment as well. You checked out that ZZ Top one yet?
That's on there. I tell you what, bro. What I find sometimes I get a little bored. I'm watching these films. I'm like, nah, it's going to get me quick. But I will let another go at the ZZ Top one. I'm not done with it yet.
It's just a crazy story. Like, they're the longest running original lineup in the history of rock. The same three guys for 50 years.
Wow. Well, look, and it's funny, the Skindred's right behind them. 20 years.
Is that how long you've been a band now?
Yeah, 20 years. Me and Dave Fenty met 20 years ago, and that's how long we've been making music together.
That's unbelievable, man. 20 yeah, years. And yeah, album, album number 8 on the way. You reckon that'll be this year, or are we looking at probably next year?
Well, listen, bro. The world's on pause, but we're going to do what we can. And as soon as the studio's up and running, and we finish the work that needs to be done, we're going to be in there recording the 8th album.
What about Dub War? What's going on with them?
You know, me and Richie talk all the time. So, like, me and Richie's involved in the Diamond Spider, which is really cool. But yeah, but Dub War, we're going to do some stuff. But like I said, it's all on pause, bro. It's all on pause, man.
Well, let's take pause off right now and hit play on your next song. Mr. Stevie Wonder, dude, off Songs of the Key of Life. This is Love's in Need of Love Today. Why did this one stand out as your Stevie track to pick? What does this song mean to you, dude?
You know, for me, the lyrics and the way that Stevie sings this song sums up a sad day. And when this virus, I was watching the news, and I was watching the news, but I had the volume down, and this song came on in the background. And I listened to the music, and I listened to Stevie wailing, and that's what we need is love. In order to do this thing, to beat this demon, we just got to show love and just stay away from it a while. And I can imagine Mother's Day, who can't be with their children, and, you know, it's a sad thing. I just thought I'd just drop this one in here, because it's just one of them tunes that love's in need of love today. Serious. Don't delay. Send it in right away. They are my big tune. Ooh.
morning or evening, friends. Here's your friendly announcer. I have serious news to pass on to everybody. What I'm about to say could mean the world's disaster, could change your joy and laughter to tears and pain. It's that love in need of love today. Don't delay, send yours in right away. Hey, going round, breaking many hearts. Stop it, please, before it's gone too. Possession, and it will, if we let it, destroy everybody. We all must take precautionary measures. If love and peace you treasure, then you'll hear. Breaking rain.
Okay, well, we're approaching the end, Benji. We're approaching the end. It's nice to catch up. We'll have to do a FaceTime next time so I can see you. See your lovely face. In terms of just kind of staying sane and keeping boredom at bay at home, what's your tactics? What's your approach? What would your advice be to anybody out there climbing the walls at the moment?
Let me tell you something, brother. Tomorrow is the first day the gym has been closed. I've had the gym open every day since this thing started, right? Tomorrow is closed. I went on a bike ride today, 45 minutes. So I'm going to have to find a YouTube channel tomorrow and follow some instructions and do a workout online and ride my bike. But I might go for a jog in the morning, but it's early days with that because I haven't been alive without the gym. I've always had the gym there, so it's going to be weird tomorrow.
Yeah. What day did you start? Because obviously, for anybody who knows you and who's been following you online, you know, you've lost how many pounds or stone have you lost in the last year or so?
First of all, I lost about 5 stone.
5 stone. Unbelievable.
5 stone in all. Yeah, really good, bro. Yeah. But I'm still keeping it off because I'm going to the gym. And that's what I'm saying. I'm not losing that because of this, whatever it is with this virus thing. I'm not stopping going running in the morning. I'm going to do that till the gym opens back.
And, I mean, what's it done for your well-being and your mental health, this complete physical transformation?
I personally think, you know what, I didn't even realize I was so big, right? Because you don't. It creeps on you, yeah? But one day I went on some scales and it said 19 stone. And I said, that can't be right. So I got back off, got back on again, and it was still 19 stone.
These things must be broken, yeah.
Yeah, these are broke, right? Anyway, so the one day I got off stage at the festival, my son was there with me. And my son's a personal trainer. He looked at me and said, Dad, it was a great show and all. I said, you're fat as fuck. Let's be honest with you. And I said, you know what? You're right. And Christmas came that year. And he said to me, what do you want for Christmas? He said, give me 6 months of your life, doing what I tell you, eating what I tell you. You give me that. He said, that's all I want for you for Christmas. So I gave it to him. That was last year. I wouldn't turn back, bro. The best thing I ever done, the best decision. It was hard work, you know, because I didn't stop eating what I enjoy. I just cut it down. And just kept going to the gym. And mentally, I feel like a different person. I feel like, you know, every morning I'm up and I'm ready to go. And that's a blessing. If you got that and you can do that, that's a good thing.
What an inspiration. It just shows it's never too late as well. Obviously, you know, you didn't start exercising and looking after yourself till you're halfway through your life.
Yeah, well, that's what I did, isn't it? But I'm not gonna stop now because this fucking thing, I'm not going to stop exercising and going on my bike. I'm going to do that every day. Every day. Find something strong to do.
I love it, dude. You're an inspiration. You know why as well? Because you've picked your own band for your end of days playlist, which I have to respect. And why not? You've got to go out one of your own jams, haven't you? Now, why this one? Is this your favourite Skindred song, Nobody?
I enjoy performing it live. You know why? Because it's the fucking end. We're not a Mac up right now. So I'm glad. I do enjoy playing it live. Because this shows me it's the end of the show. But for me, Nobody Gets Out Alive. It's a bit of a play here. You know, with this virus thing going on, you know, this is part of my backdrop to my apocalypse, you know, the soundtrack. Yeah, Nobody Gets Out Alive.
I love it, Benji. Well, the world will always be a good place as long as you're in it, my friend. Keep doing what you do. Keep being you.
Appreciate it.
Big love, mate. Let's play out with this then. This is Skindred, Nobody. Cheers, Benj.
My son, we come to take over. MC, you better look over your shoulder. Yeah, you know, we are adding on. Them I come and them I try to agree out. Burn down pill, we are the rough next girl. Music we make for make the crowd jump up. Crowd get out and splatter and the rapper. Blend up the rag or metal punk hip hop. Unity sound killer groove non-stop. In every displace I saw this song will survive. Strength and power I got keep them alone. My song we come to take over. MC you better look over your shoulder. Yeah, you know we are out of known. Oh well no. Skindred, we in all your area. Bring the rock, cause you know we're superior. Yeah, you know we earn it all. Oh, I'm gonna get out and dish a bit online. Nobody gets out alive. I'm gonna get out and dish a bit online. Nobody gets out alive. Nobody gets out and dish a bit online. I'm gonna be 1 and 2 and 6 and 7 and 4 and 3. And nobody gets out and dish a bit online. Nobody gets out. Nobody gets out alive. Nobody gets out alive. Nobody gets out alive. Some of them I come
woman, them I try flex, really show them the rag a pampa. Watch them at twist, sting like a scorpion, buzz like a knee. Full of sophisticated, I go drop what toy. This is what we want, yeah. You got to know if you think I'd stop. Come and have a go.
My show, we come to take over.
MC, you better look over your shoulder. Yeah, you know, we are the
out and they shop it online.
Nobody, nobody gets out alive.
But they get out and they shop it online.
Nobody, nobody gets out alive.
Oh, when they get out and they shop it online. Come find me one and go on this and seven and put the tree and go on and get out and they shop it online. Come and get them, but they tell them what they tell them what they do.
Oh, when they get out and they shop it online.
Nobody, nobody gets out alive.
Oh, when they get out and they shop it online.
Nobody, nobody gets out alive.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.